Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Citizens Chat conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks, I would like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Craig Johnson. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. Hello, everyone. My name is Craig Johnson, coming to you from Rochester today. I am responsible for the AIX program on the iSeries servers. And it's my pleasure to talk with you today about AIX 5L. Malcolm is out traveling the world and will not be able to join us today, so I will be your host and presenter. And I assume that Steve has communicated and you found the presentation material for today's chat. So with that, we'll get started on the presentation. We're seeing considerable interest in our AIX support on the eServer i5 servers from customers around the world. The first implementations are starting now since AIX just became available at the beginning of September on the eServer i5 platform. So we will talk about our offerings and what product support we have, and then specifically why customers are deploying this. So starting on page number 2, the iSeries has the capability of supporting 5 operating environments now and trying to enable our customers to simplify their infrastructure. So in addition to i5OS, and we can support AIX in partitions as well as Linux in partitions. In addition, we can attach X-Series servers running Windows and now running Linux as well. These 5 operating systems really comprise our infrastructure simplifications initiatives. And what we're trying to do is enable you to reduce your complexity and cost by pooling your resources onto fewer servers and sharing those resources across environments, to provide you a vehicle to handle your constant changes, whether those are, you know, day-to-day changes or quarter-to-quarter changes, by leveraging technology such as our dynamic logical partitioning, allowing you to save time and money via consolidating your storage management, basically leveraging the storage that you have in your i5OS environment and into these other environments, and leverage the advanced storage architecture that i5OS supports. And then to increase your flexibility by being able to add the applications that you need to run your business, as well as be able to dynamically change the server, adding processors, for example, to support increased workloads. So AIX fits into this infrastructure simplification initiative that we do have. On chart number 3, you'll see some of the technology that we have introduced with the eServer i5, and that has been collectively called the virtualization engine. And AIX leverages this technology to run on the eServer i5. Specifically at the bottom, you see the virtualization engine system technologies, where this is where we've basically renamed some technologies that we've had for quite some time. This is where our partitioning, our dynamic LPAR support is, which is required to run AIX in a partition, and where our virtual storage and virtual Ethernet support is that AIX can leverage as well to leverage the resources you already have in an i5OS partition. And this is also where capacity on demand is, where if you were to buy a 550 server, for example, you can turn on a processor and dynamically move that into a running AIX 5L partition, for example. What is these system technologies that will really provide the basis of our AIX support? And then on the top, the one that's of most interest to an AIX environment would be IBM Director Multiplatform, which is a tool we are now providing with every copy of i5OS for no additional charge. In this Director Multiplatform really allows you to manage heterogeneous server environments, meaning i5OS, Linux, AIX, Windows, and other operating environments from a single management tool. For example, collecting inventory, setting up monitors, you know, firing off alerts, taking automated actions, those kind of things. Well, that's a new facility as well that's being provided with every copy of i5OS now. But it is these virtualization engine technologies that provide the basis for our AIX support. On chart number 4, logical partitioning is fundamental. We've had this in market for quite some time on a number of iSeries servers. We estimate we have over 20,000 partitions in use today. It's a very popular technology. The majority of our large servers use logical partitioning, as well as a large number of our low-end servers use logical partitioning as well to support multiple i5OS partitions and to run Linux partitions as well, and now to run AIX. Basically allows you to leverage the server and get more out of that server by running multiple operating systems on it. And hopefully you've heard about the latest announcements here, and that the third generation of logical partitioning introduces something we call automatic processor movement. This is the ability for partitions to utilize processor resources automatically if they need them. So, for example, you could have one i5OS partition, one AIX partition, and if the AIX workload got busy, it would utilize the processor resource. And then 2 minutes later, if the i5OS partition got busy, it would utilize more of the processor resource. So this automatic processor movement to the busy partition is a unique capability of the Power 5 servers, and AIX supports that as well. So logical partitioning is one of our key technologies we use with AIX. On chart number 5, the storage virtualization is another key technology, and we've had storage virtualization before. This is the ability really to leverage i5OS storage resources. i5OS has the RAID adapters and disk drives, for example, and then we carve out space, and we've given them to Windows servers for quite some time. We've given that space to Linux partitions, and now we can give that storage space to AIX partitions as well. So the benefit here is that you're managing your storage in one place. You have one set of storage resources, and you're basically carving out spaces. And you can have, you know, a number of these spaces, up to 64 terabytes per partition. So you can have a quite large environment here. But you carve out that storage spaces, and you give them to the partitions. So you have the consolidated resources management. You're leveraging your i5OS protection, whether it's RAID or mirroring, automatically. You can increase the application performance. Instead of buying an AIX server, for example, with 6 disk drives, you could create an AIX partition and leverage the 50 disk drives that you already have for your i5OS environment. You can also have a consolidated backup for disaster recovery. For example, you can have your i5OS backup, including the storage spaces assigned to AIX, Linux, and Windows servers. Well, this storage virtualization is another key component of our technology that leverages AIX leverages. On chart number 6, you can kind of see how this works. I have some screenshots here of iSeries Navigator, and this is the tool that you can leverage to basically carve out these storage spaces and assign them to individual partitions or X-Series servers. So from iSeries Navigator, you can go into our administration facilities and you can create a new disk drive. So the example here on the bottom left is I'm creating a disk drive called MyDisk. It's 5 gigabytes large. These can be up to 1 terabyte large if you want. But this one is 5 gigabytes, and I say OK. And so I basically carved out an object in OS 400 and carved out that object for these other operating environments to use. And then on the little dialog on the right there, I link this storage space I just created to a specific environment. I link it to, in this case, it was a Blue Hat partition, which is a Linux partition. But we could do the same thing, linking it to an AIX partition. So this is the basically the simple environment we have here to manage this consolidated storage and assign these storage spaces to individual partition or operating environments. Chart number 7 is another key technology we leverage with AIX. This is virtual Ethernet. And basically, this is a vehicle to have the partitions and operating environments talk to each other across the system bus inside the server instead of going out on physical networks. So if you had an AIX partition and you wanted to get data out of DB2 running on i5OS, for example, you could do that via virtual Ethernet, and you would not have to go out on the physical network. So this virtual Ethernet connects i5OS, AIX, Linux, and Windows environments inside the machine. And so this is really for your application integration capabilities. On chart number 8 is kind of a summary here of virtualization engine support. As you know, we've had some of this technology on previous iSeries servers, and now with the eServer i5, we've extended this environment so we can support more partitions. It's still 10 per processor is the maximum. And from a processor movement standpoint, we can do things dynamically, meaning we can go to iSeries Navigator and move resources, you know, with the click of a mouse. Or now with the eServer i5, we can do things automatically, letting the system move the resources to the busy partition. This is, you know, good for our small and medium business customers because letting the system do it versus having IT professionals involved in that movement. From a virtual Ethernet capability, you see we have 4,000 networks that can be created between the partitions, so this is more than enough, and 64 terabytes of storage per AIX partition as well, which should be more than enough. From a partition management standpoint, we manage the eServer i5 partitions from a hardware management console. This is a physical device, like a console device. This is where you create partitions from and where you set up the environments and do the resource movement from a hardware management console. And then the eServer i5 can support AIX. So this AIX is not supported on the iSeries servers. You do need an eServer i5 with its hypervisor to support the AIX environment. On chart number 9, talking specifically about AIX on the eServer i5. We have customers looking at consolidating their Unix servers, whether they are IBM Unix servers, you know, older P-Series or R6000 servers, or we're seeing more activity with consolidating other Unix servers like HP or Sun, for example, and replacing those machines and by putting in partitions and to leverage the technology we just got done talking about. The second use of this technology that we're seeing is the customers are deploying new applications, and they have, you know, selected the best application for their business, and that application happens to be an AIX application, and now we can run that new application on an i5 server right alongside their OS400 applications. So whether that's, you know, like a new customer relationship management application, for example, or a new application based on Oracle, we're seeing customers deploy Oracle for the first time on an eServer i5 as well. And so by deploying this technology and deploying these applications on the eServer i5, once again allowing you to share resources, move the resources to where they are needed, exploiting your existing storage subsystem, and leveraging some of the skills and best practices you already have in place for i5OS into the AIX environment. We support 2 releases of AIX, AIX 5.3 and AIX 5.2. These are the current releases and the same releases that run on the eServer P5 servers. And it is the same AIX environment that runs on both the i5 and P5 servers. The 2 releases have different support, AIX 5.3 being the newest and latest. Supports micro-partitioning, meaning you can have an AIX partition with a half a processor or 1.5 processors. And it also supports the virtual resources storage and Ethernet we talked about. So if you want to have your disk in i5OS and carve out space and give it to AIX, then you need AIX 5.3 running in that partition. For AIX 5.2, which has been in market naturally longer than 5.3, we also support this one. This one, 5.2, requires dedicated processors, meaning if you're going to have an AIX partition, it has to have 1, 2, 3, 4 processors in it. It cannot have a half or 1.5. Also, from an I/O standpoint, you need direct I/O devices, meaning if you have an AX partition, you would need to buy a disk adapter and disk drives and LAN adapter, for example, for every AIX partition you need. So we support the two AX versions, AX 5.3 being the latest, and supports more of our advanced technology. On chart number 10, we often get the question about performance. Is the performance of AIX on an I5 system the same as on a P-Series or a P5 system? And the answer is yes, given the same configuration, the performance is the same. So if you're an AIX technician, you're probably familiar with something called RPerf. RPerf is relative performance. This is how the AIX servers or P-Series servers designates the power or performance of a system relative to another system. So for, you know, the comparable measurement in an I-Series LAN is CPW. So the P-Series publishes RPerf for the P5 servers. So there's the 520 and 570 numbers you see here and the corresponding RPerf values. So these RPerf values on a P5 system will be the exact same as on an I5 system. So this allows you or your partner, your IBM sales specialist, to basically size your AIX environment and your AIX requirements utilizing the RPerf values. If you have a P-Series installed, you're utilizing 4 RPerfs on that machine, you could see that with 4 RPerfs, we could create a partition with about 1 processor in it and run it on an eServer i5. So there's a white paper that describes this sizing process. You can see the URL listed there, as well as there's another document that lists RPerfs for older P-Series and RS6000 systems. So RPerf is how they measure performance, and that's how we can do sizing information. And those of you familiar with the IBM Workload Estimator, this is used in that process as well to basically estimate the sizes of partitions. Continuing on this performance vein, on chart number 11, we have published benchmark results for some spec benchmarks. Spec floating point and spec integer are very popular benchmarks, and IBM has published results both for the i5 and P5 servers, and the results are identical. So on the 520, whether it's an i5 or P5, the spec floating point 2000 result was 2138, and you can read the rest of the numbers. But the point here is the numbers are identical for the 520 and the 550 for both the i5 and P5. Just as a proof point that, yes, these servers are the same and the AX environment is the same, and you will get the same performance given the same configuration. On chart number 12, just wanted to pass along the pricing from an AIX standpoint. The pricing for AIX on i5 is the same as pricing for AIX on P5 servers. AIX pricing is done per active processor running AIX. So if you had a server with four processors in it, and you were to run AIX on 2 processors, you would need 2 licenses or 2 processor licenses of AIX. It's for the processors that are actually running AIX. You can see the prices here for the 520, the 550, and the 570. There's the one-time charge, and then there's the annual support and maintenance, or commonly referred to as SWAMA. So if you wanted to run 2 processors on a 550, you would have that $430 charge times 2, and then you would have the SWAMA times two as well. It is priced by processor running AIX. So those are the standard prices, U.S. prices, as they currently stand. We often get the question about Oracle. You know, chart 13, I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about Oracle. Can I run an Oracle database or an Oracle application on AIX on the eServer i5? And the answer is yes. Oracle offers a suite of solutions for AIX, including database and applications. These products, Oracle basically certifies them for AIX, irregardless of the actual platform. And since the iSeries or i5 runs AIX, runs the same AIX that P-Series servers do, those Oracle products are supported as well. If you go to that Oracle website at the bottom there, you'll actually see Oracle specifically state that, yes, AIX on the P5 and i5 servers are supported by their products. So we're able to run Oracle applications in AIX. We're able to run DB2 applications in AIX as well, in addition to DB2 running in i5 OS and DB2 running in Linux. So we have the database environments to support the applications and to offer you a broad portfolio to select from to run the best-of-breed applications for your business. So we do have customers that are deploying Oracle now on the eServer i5, and it's all based that we run the same AIX, and so the Oracle that is certified for AIX 5.2 or 5.3 runs on the i5 as well. Chart number 14, at the beginning I mentioned this virtualization engine component called IBM Director Multiplatform. Just a little bit more on that. This provides management across heterogeneous servers. It happens to manage all the environments that can run on an i5 server now, managing i5 OS, Linux, AIX, and Windows. It also manages, you know, these environments running on other servers in the network as well. So it's just not about managing things on the i5. It's about managing these environments in your network. And it, like it says here, you can collect the inventory, hardware and software inventory of these servers. You can establish monitors like, you know, CPU utilization. You can set alerts and take automated actions. So this IBM Director Multiplatform will be delivered across the IBM eServer product family, including the i5. This is now, as I said, shipped with along with every copy of i5 OS. So this really complements our other management tools. iSeries Navigator, for example, manages, you know, OS 400 environments, i5 OS environments, and the IBM Director Multiplatform manages heterogeneous environments. So this is a new capability, and you can expect to see enhanced function within this IBM Director Multiplatform arena. Wanted to talk about a couple of customers that are in the process of implementing AIX on i5, just to give you an example of what other people are doing. The first customer on chart number 15 is Fang Brothers Knitting. They're a company over in Hong Kong that textile and apparel manufacturer. Make some of the clothes that my kids wear anyway, from the Gap, for example. They had an iSeries environment before. They needed to provide more capacity for that environment. Plus, they wanted to improve their customer relationship management and were out shopping for the best CRM application for their business. The solution that they are implementing now involves two 520s. First one, as you can see there, runs their RPG-based application to support their Hong Kong users, as well as the domino environments on i5 OS moving away from Exchange. The second 520 runs their Garmin application, the RPG application for China, but it also includes an AIX partition to run the CRM application from a solution provider called iJing. This application is built on WebSphere and Oracle and runs in the AIX environment. So this is an excellent example of a customer selecting the best application for their business. It happened to run an AIX, and now with the eServer i5, we can run that in the same environment as they run their i5 OS application, so they can share resources and leverage the processors and storage across these multiple environments. And this is all about lowering their cost of management and their cost of ownership. Chart number 16 is the second customer. This is Greif. They're an industrial packaging company in the United States, based in the United States, offering locations in around the world in over 40 countries. They wanted to consolidate their applications and get to a single ERP instance. So they've in the process of implementing a 570 gateway with seven logical partitions. And as you can see here, this is we're seeing quite a number of these kind of examples where i5OS will run on two processors on that gateway server, but six processors will be used by AIX. And so, you know, if you look at the dominant operating environment on this iSeries, it's not i5OS. It will be AIX. This customer migrated their Bonn and Oracle solution from HP and EMC over to the AIX 5L partition, in addition to consolidating their OS 400 BPIX application on the i5 as well. They've migrated their Domino environment to i5OS, and one of the advantages for them was they were able to have a common, basically, storage and tape infrastructure for all these environments. So the i5 really enabled them to consolidate their environment by supporting Domino on i5OS, as well as their ERP applications on i5OS and their new Bonn and Oracle implementation, moving away from HP and EMC into the eServer i5. So once again, take advantage of our partitioning and storage architecture to support this new infrastructure for the company. So in summary here, on chart number 17, with our infrastructure simplification offerings, we can support multiple environments, i5OS, and it's, you know, that continues to be the flagship or stronghold of the i5 server. It's a great environment for running your applications, low cost, low management, the best integrated, easiest to use operating system in the industry, and great for things like Domino and WebSphere, for example. AIX is for Unix migrations, Unix consolidations, as well as new applications that leverage the AIX 5L portfolio. And then we have the Linux environment, which we did not talk about today. We talked about previously to support Linux applications, open source applications. We offer Linux on Power to leverage our partitioning, and we can also run Linux on the integrated X-Series solutions as well as Windows to support your Intel application requirements. So on chart number 18, so in summary, our intention is to enable you to reduce your costs and complexity, to handle those constant changes, saving time and money, and to increase your business flexibility. And we have the underlying technology with the virtualization engine, and we're supporting these five operating environments. That's the technology underneath, but really it's about simplifying your infrastructure as well as allowing you to select from a broad application portfolio. So that's the end of my prepared remarks. I want to turn it over to Steve, and we'll open it up for any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Craig. Before we go to the Q&A session, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We have one question, and that is, how valuable did you find Craig's chat? Press star 1 for very valuable, star 2 for valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, star 4 for no value. Again, how valuable did you find Craig's chat? Press star 1, very valuable. Star 2, valuable. Star 3, somewhat valuable. Star 4, no value. And we'll pause just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Now we'll move into the Q&A portion. To ask a question on today's call, press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Again, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. That's star 1 for questions or comments. We'll pause just a moment to assemble the roster. We'll go first to Francisco Montaninas.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. What are the limitations of AIX partitions within i5 OS i5 servers? Thank you.
What are the limitations? For AIX 5.2, it needs to be whole processors, and they need to have direct I/O. As far as the and that is the same as on a P5 server. AIX 5.3 on an i5 and a P5 are exactly the same. They support virtual storage and virtual Ethernet, as well as the micro partitioning. It's from a virtual resource standpoint, both on the i5 and P5 systems, at this time, AIX 5.3 does not support virtual CD or DVD or virtual tape. So what we've seen is customers either need to, like they would purchase an additional DVD device for the AIX partition, or more likely set up a configuration scenario where they would be able to switch the DVD between partitions, as well as switch a tape between partitions. But from a, you know, from an overall capability standpoint, AIX running on the i5 is the same as AIX running on the P5 systems. I don't know if you had any other specific area you were probing at there, but.
Oh, yes. For example, how much memory can I design to an AIX partition within i5, and how many processors can I, in maximum, can I define in an AIX partition?
Okay. Those values are basically the same as they would be on a P5 server. So, you know, if you wanted to, you could buy a four-processor server and have an AIX partition and use all four processors and utilize the, you know, maximum memory there that AIX supports. More realistically, though, if you were to buy an i5 system with four processors, you're going to be running some amount of i5 OS workload in addition to AIX. But from a capability standpoint, the capability is the same between the servers.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And as a reminder, that's star 1 on your touchtone phone for questions or comments. We'll pause just a moment. And having no further questions, Craig, I'll turn it back to you for any additional or closing comments.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. I want to once again thank everyone for participating today and their interest in AIX on the i5. As you know, there are additional citizens' chats coming up, and I think the next one happens to deal with WebSphere. So thank you for joining us today. Have a good day.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.